Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Commanders are 7-2. The trade deadline is tomorrow. I will tell you that we'll have excellent trade deadline coverage for you here on The Fan and on Grant and Danny leading up to tomorrow's deadline. There's nothing else going on tomorrow, luckily, in the country. So there's no reason to navigate away from 106.7, The Fan, and Grant and Danny. There's certainly not anything happening in the country that is of interest to anybody else other than the NFL trade deadline.
Is it the NFL trade deadline? Yes. There's your focus.
Yes.
There it is. Yeah, that's it.
Then be here.
Yep.
But we will keep you abreast of what they do or don't do. I don't think they're going to be aggressive or do anything splashy. I think they'll make a small move or two. I do. I think there will be something. It could come down the pike today or tonight. It certainly could happen before we go on tomorrow or ahead of the deadline while we're live. I got to tell you, though, I am in the camp that I do think that they should be pretty aggressive and maybe make a splash, do a cannonball, jump into the deep end. This team is really damn good. I don't know how we got here. I don't know what led to this or why, but the stars are aligning, and they've got a really, really good building, a culture. The guys are buying into the brotherhood thing. They love their head coach. This quarterback is playing at an elite level, and it has been special. I don't think you can just look at these seasons as the first of many like it. Don't worry, there'll be a bunch. Probably. I mean, we're trending
in
a good direction. But there's also this season right now where the Cowboys are cooked. You can turn off the burners. They are done. They are spent. They are burnt. We'll get to them in a second. The Eagles almost collapsed and lost to the Jaguars.
They tried.
Which we should talk about in a minute, too. But you're better than Philly right now. You're the best team in the NFC East. You're the best team in the division. In the conference, the Lions are better than you. Nobody else is ahead of you in the standings, and nobody else is better than you right now. Maybe the Vikings, maybe, because Brian Flores' defense is really good. But Sam Darnold had a couple of awful turnovers yesterday. It's happening at a very slow snail's pace, but he's starting to make more mistakes.
He's doing the Sam Darnold regression.
There's a little creakiness there to the Vikings, right? But look at the playoff picture right now. If the season ended today, Washington would be hosting a home playoff game with the 6-3, 7th-seeded Green Bay Packers. And that would be a really tough game. It'd be a pick 'em game. The Packers won a playoff game last year. They blew out Dallas in Dallas. Be that matchup, right? Jordan Love is leading the league in interceptions, though. There's a great chance you win that game, but you're certainly not scared of Green Bay, are you?
No, and so you look at Atlanta at 6-3. Atlanta's pretty good. Not great.
Washington's better.
Yeah, I think Washington's
better. The Falcons' defense stinks. They're not good.
I think that's the summary, right? I mean, so there's nobody outside of Detroit. I think Detroit is maybe the class of the NFL right now, just the way they're playing. Defensively, I don't know if they've got enough. We'll see, TBD, but they were pretty impressive yesterday, I'll say.
Let's play the Harbaugh game. Who's got it better than us, okay? Right now, this moment. This is the Harbaugh game on Grant and Danny.
Harbaugh game.
Who's got it better than us? Detroit?
Yeah.
That's one team that's better in the NFC. Would you trade, and I don't mean long term, okay, because Daniels is a rookie. Mm-hmm. I just mean for the remainder of this season, chance to win a Super Bowl. Would you trade Washington with Atlanta?
No, I'm keeping Washington. Yeah.
I am too. Definitely not. Washington with Arizona?
No.
Definitely not. By the way, you bludgeoned them a handful of weeks ago. Washington with Minnesota.
That win looks better now, by the way.
Washington with Minnesota.
No, I'm staying Washington.
They got Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, they do.
They got Brian Flores.
Washington can't stop them. I mean, Sam Darnold will have a great day. Justin Jefferson might go for 277, but Washington can play with them. To me, Philadelphia and Washington are closer eyeball to eyeball. But still, I'm not necessarily going to swap it wholesale.
But you would not trade the Commanders' chance to win this year with the Eagles.
No. Even though the odds makers seem to think it's the other way around?
The standings right now show Washington as the number two team in the NFC, mm-hmm. and you agree with that.
Yeah.
Think about what you're saying, by the
way. I know, right? What world is this? What planet?
I was walking outside in the Navy Yard, right outside the building, about an hour and a half before the show today. And a guy who works in our building, I see him in the lobby all the time, was walking up to me and stopped me, and he goes, how many wins do you think the Commanders will have this year? And I thought about it, and I go, I'll say 12. And he said, 12? And I said, yeah. He goes, so you've got them going, and he's doing the math in his head. He goes, 5-3. I said, yeah, I think that's about right. He goes, only 12. And then he goes, me and my colleague were sitting 13 or 14. I just thought that was a hilarious interaction.
Everything about that's hilarious.
So I started at 11, which they haven't had since I was 3 years old. And I was like, 11 wins means that they go 4-4 the rest of the way with what I perceive, and I've been beating this drum for a while, to be a very soft schedule. By the way, the Cowboys game, that was going to be really tough, and maybe it still is because it's Dallas. Dak Prescott's not playing in that game anymore, we found out today. Mm-hmm. He's out for several weeks.
Yep.
So you've got the Steelers and the Eagles, which will be the ultimate tell as to where you are, what you are, whether you're winning the division or not. I mean, you won't have one.
Like, if you split those in one way or the other, now you're just the math works in your favor, right?
Well, if you split those, like, you're a playoff team, obviously. Right?
Well, sure. I'm talking beyond that, yeah.
But it depends how you split it. If you beat the Eagles, you are very likely a division-winning team. Like, we have to assume that until something else happens.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess my point is, for this guy and his buddy at work to be saying 12 or 13 wins, I kind of get it. The Steelers game and the two Eagles games are pretty difficult. I'll give you the Falcons game, although there's a really good chance, the way the South is going, that they'll have already wrapped up the division when you play them in the penultimate week of the season. The Cowboys game in the final weekend is going to mean nothing for Dallas, probably. New Orleans just fired their coach. That looked like a tough game on your schedule. It's not anymore. The Titans are coming to the X on December 1st. They're terrible. There's nothing scary about this schedule. They should absolutely go 5-3 or 6-2.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, let's get through the next 2 weeks and see where we are. Because if they go 0-2 to Pittsburgh and Philly, they're still 7-4. Now they're starting to look wild cardy. Now, you probably don't look like the NFC East champion. You look more like you're going to get in the wild card, and you're going to travel to a road game in the playoffs, which is fine. But it's hard to go 7-2 and not make the playoffs, and it's really, really hard to do it with this schedule they got left.
Indeed.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So if you take care of the pars, the easy ones, even if you build in some kind of a split with Dallas, you still are easily into double-digit wins. You're still easily in that 11-win, 12-win range. That tells you something. They've done a lot of the work. And listen, you got away with one against Chicago, probably with the Hail Mary, even though you were better for most of that game. But still, they kind of snatched it away from you until you snatched it back. You need some fortuitous things where, again, I keep talking about it, no tip passes for interceptions, no fumbles lost, it seems like. The hustle plays of Olamide Zaccheaus and Nick Allegretti, if they don't go your way, maybe you don't win those games. Things like that. You've been incredibly fortunate. So is every team that's up there at the top, right? I mean, that's the nature of it. The Chiefs play nothing but one-score games, it seems like, and they're 7-0. Sometimes one-score games go for the other team, Hasn't happened to him yet. It probably will. So there'll be some regression, some normal things. But when you get to that point where if you were just okay the rest of the way, you're in a really good spot, that's what they've earned. And that's the beauty of getting off to that kind of start, where it's not a start anymore. It's half a season.
So if the guy that came up to me out on the street and asked me, hey, what's your opinion on how many games they're going to win this year? If he did that to you, what would you have said?
I would say 11. Just, again, I'm going, bad luck's going to happen. So, but, like, something's going to happen where you go, oh, man, they shouldn't have lost that
game. So you're just basing that on the fact that, like, you're expecting a natural regression because they can't possibly be this good. Not based on how they've played, necessarily.
Right. To me, it's two distinct things. I think you can be as good as they are. I'm now in the, this is a very good team camp. And still drop a game. See last week against Chicago.
Of course.
You can be good and go, damn, I can't believe they
but
lost.
But Chicago's better than most of the teams they have left on the
absolutely.
Schedule.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My point is that, you
so
know.
Let's go 4-4 here.
Mm-hmm.
You think they split the Eagles and the Steelers probably.
Yep.
That's 1-1. Then you've got them playing Cooper Rush in Dallas. That's a win.
Yes.
2-1. Then they play the Titans 3-1. Then they play a Saints team that just fired their coach and is a lost cause. You've got them losing that game, I guess.
On paper now, yeah. No, excuse me. They've got to beat the Saints. Yeah.
Okay, then they have to lose their final three to get to 11 wins.
Yeah, I mean, that's one way to do
By
it
the way,
now.
This is crazy to think about.
Totally.
Like, but I'm just saying, right now, this moment, if you're picking the games, you've got them right now at 4-1.
Yeah, then maybe.
So then.
So that's one way it could go. Maybe they could lose these next two and still be a good team and be 7-4, then win one of their last three and end up with 11 wins. My point is, like, this charmed ride thing. There's too many variables, too many difficult things to say this is 100% sustainable. They're very good. That's sustainable. Yeah. That's real.
How much charmed ride is it and how much they're better than the teams they're playing?
Most of it is better. The other part's charmed. Like, again, they're better than Chicago. Chicago has that game dead to rights and wins it 1,000 times out of 1,001.
I hate, no. They whooped the Bears' ass for 3.5 quarters.
I was there. I wasn't there, but I saw
you went?
It. No, I would never go.
You should have told me, Rudy.
No, I'll never go again. They should never be have a stadium there.
They were the better team the entire time.
I know.
They almost lost, but
this is, that's my case. That's my point.
I understand, but you can't just chalk that up as like they should have lost and won on a Hail Mary.
I'm not chalking it up. Yeah. I'm saying that sort of things happens, and then the miracle doesn't go your way. It took a miracle. They were better. They're better than the Bears. I know that in my heart. I know that with my eyes. I saw it. You're better than a team, and you still probably end up with a loss sometimes because that's how this post forward goes.
It's football.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. That's the charmed life part, where they're better than Dallas. They're better than Tennessee, New Orleans, Philadelphia, better than Atlanta, but better than pretty much every team on their schedule, I think, except for Philadelphia, where that you would say they're distinctly better.
Maybe not Pittsburgh.
Maybe not Pittsburgh as well. But my point is, you could be better than those teams and not have that break. That fumble that you've recovered in every game doesn't go your way. The spot doesn't work out for Austin Ekeler on 4th-and-1. My point is the sport happens. They've gotten every break to this point, and they're really good. So now you're in a really good spot. That's all.
So back to my original point, though,
mm-hmm.
I do think they should be trying to add for the conversation that we're having. We're debating. Mm-hmm. You're saying, I think some things will go bad and they'll lose some games they shouldn't and be 11-6.
Yeah, 11-6.
And I'm going, yeah, I think they're just going to handle their business for the most part. They'll lose three games, they'll win five mm-hmm. in an easy schedule, and they'll go 12-5. And if you're a 11 or 12 win team, this is not some 9-win squeaker
That's
in
right.
the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you try to give yourself a chance to go on the run? Ask Mike Elias of the Baltimore Orioles mm-hmm. if he regrets a little bit the last couple of years not trying to be a little bit more aggressive.
Give him a little bit of truth serum.
Pushing the chips in just mm-hmm. a little bit rather than going, we've got a window that's just starting to open. You cannot look these gift horses in the mouth, in my opinion, which is different than saying they should go all in. That is not my suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Shane, who's in Virginia on Grant and Danny. What's up, Shane? Shane, what's up?
Shane.
Yes, another point. So the trade deadline is tomorrow. If we need to beat the Eagles in either one of these games we have coming up, we have to get a cornerback. We don't need a lineman. We have to get a cornerback if we need to compete with Eagles and beat the Eagles to win the division. We have to get a cornerback. A cornerback is our main issue right now.
I agree. I will also say that if A.J. Brown just keeps getting hurt, you might not need a cornerback as much. I mean, yesterday they were throwing the ball to Devontae Smith and an actual nice catch, 36 yards by old friend Jahan Dotson.
Hey.
Doubled his season output for Philadelphia.
That's a huge output there.
Yeah. Double play is next. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. We're blitzing at the top of the hour at 4 o'clock. Danny, at that time, we were giving away tickets to see Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden ticks. I love it.
You're listening to The Fan.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.